Let me give credit where credit is due. I was influenced here by a couple of mentors, not people that I know personally, but mentors, meaning I try to absorb myself in their teachings, their writings. One is Abraham Tversky, a psychiatrist in Pittsburgh, and the other is Jonathan Sachs in London. Anyway, here's the idea. What's the difference between anger, rage, and resentment? Anger is what we experience when somebody hurts us, when we're offended, when somebody wrongs us. It's a feeling that emerges from an encounter with another person. It's not our choice. Nobody chooses to be angry, and we don't have a choice about it. It just happens to us. It's acted upon us. Rage, on the other hand, is our response to that feeling of anger. It's how we react to the anger. That is our choice. That's not just something that emerges from the encounter. It's not something that's spontaneous or impulsive. It's our choice. Just because we feel angry doesn't mean we have to behave in an angry way. Right? The second part of that is what Abraham Tversky refers to as rage, how you respond to the anger. Now, here's where it gets really interesting and insightful. What's resentment? Resentment is the lingering feeling of anger over the course of months and even years. And holding on to resentment, it's like, I think this is a powerful metaphor. It's like letting somebody live in your mind, somebody you don't like, to letting them live in your head without paying rent. I mean, imagine if you were a landlord and you owned an apartment and the tenant destroyed the apartment and refused to pay rent. You would kick him out. You'd have him evicted. But amazingly, in our personal lives, we allow people to live in our head in a way that's destructive to our lives. And we don't even ask for them to pay rent. It's crazy. We have to let it go. We have to let it go in order to move forward. It's kind of like another powerful metaphor, I think, is, you know, when you live somewhere long enough, you've all probably experienced, you collect a lot of things. Then when you move, all of a sudden now you become conscious of every one of these things. You have to go through them one at a time. And you kind of make two piles. One pile goes in the boxes for the move. You keep it. And the other pile goes in the trash. You let it go. You throw it out. You leave it behind. And in order to move, you got to leave some stuff behind. You can't take everything. And you don't need everything. You realize as you go through things, I don't need this. Where did I get this? Why did I collect this? It's clutter. And it's like that way in our personal lives too. If we want to move forward, you got to leave some stuff behind. You have to just let it go. You can't hold on to everything so tight and let it wreak havoc in your mind.